Hello and welcome to the Sounding Out the Word podcast, a ministry of Anchor Baptist Church in Salt Lake City, Utah, where our mission is to spread the gospel, disciple the nations, and help people find hope here at Anchor Baptist Church. My name is Tyler, and joining me today in studio is Pastor Jason Atwood, pastor at Anchor Baptist Church. How are you doing this morning, Pastor?
I'm doing well this morning. Looking forward to Thanksgiving already. It's hard to believe it's coming up next week. And certainly looking forward to getting a few podcasts done this morning and get ahead a little bit. But looking forward to the topic today. Why don't you tell everyone what we're talking about today?
Yeah, so we've titled this episode, Loving Each Other as God Loves Us. And I think that's a very important topic. You know, you hear the term love thrown around a lot in modern culture. And unfortunately, I think that in a lot of contexts, it's been taken out of its original biblical context. And I've often heard it used as a term to say, well, you know, accept me and tolerate me regardless of my actions and how they might affect Right. myself or others. And so I think it's important that we you take this opportunity and really help align our listeners on what does it mean to love each other as God loves us.
Well, sure. You look at love, and like you said, it's used today in all sorts of different venues. I mean, you hear it, you see it talked about on movies, television, advertisements. Everybody wants to talk about love. But really, when you look at the Bible and what God says about it, what the world portrays as love is actually lust. Mm-hmm. And that's all that they're portraying. When actually true biblical love, what we're going to talk about this morning, is a sacrificial type of love. Not thinking about what can you do for me, but what can I sacrifice and do for you? And of course, Jesus is the ultimate example.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about how love is being used in modern culture today. I've even seen it used to attack Christians who were themselves being loving in the biblical sense, and they say, oh, you're not being very loving.
Right.
Because they mean, you know, you're not letting me just do whatever I want. You're not accepting and tolerating everything that I'm doing.
There's definitely an idea that if you really love me, you're going to let me sin, ruin my life, accept me for and accept what I'm doing. You know, there's biblical acceptance. Mm-hmm. And that'd be a good topic to maybe talk about later. What does God say about being accepted?
Right.
But yeah, just because you love someone doesn't mean you're going to accept what they're doing and allow them to really kind of ruin their life. Tyler, why don't you talk to us about biblical love? And we've got several points here that we want to get because we do need to know if we're going to talk about biblical love, what does the Bible say about it?
Yeah, so you know, biblical love is like we talked about a little bit earlier. It's a self-sacrificial love. If we look at probably the most popular verse that everyone knows, if you say John 3:16, well, you know, for God so loved right. the world, but for God so loved the world, what
that
he gave his only begotten Son. And if you really stop to think about what that means, right? Think about your children, right? Or think about maybe the children that a friend of you might have. And think that giving up the life of your child for the cause of love, for saving the souls of other people, like that is the ultimate example. That is the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, and that's a love that is beyond really our comprehension. I mean, we can say that, but you know, to be willing to give up your own child, your own flesh and blood for a murderer, for a rapist, for a child molester, for a liar, for a blasphemer, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. But God so loved the world that he gave. And what a powerful, powerful verse that is. And it's sadly, sometimes it's so used and so well known that many people miss really the message behind it of salvation that God gave us. Let's talk about it. Why don't you explain to us, what is a biblical type of love? And a lot of people are familiar with John 3:16, with for God so loved the world that he gave, a giving type of love. But what about love in terms of rebuke? What does the Bible say about that?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, rebuke, you know, people think of rebuke and they maybe the word loved isn't the first thing that comes to their mind.
Right.
But in Revelation 3:19, Jesus tells us, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And, you know, part of God's love is is almost like a parental, like a father, sure, fatherly love, in that, you know, as we stray from the path, he's going to rebuke us and he's going to get us back on the path. And, you know, I think in a future podcast, we'll talk about correcting ourselves as Christians and really tuning into the Holy Spirit and to God, who corrects us when we sin and gets us back on that path of service and a path of obedience.
You know, what do you think the world would say if you told someone that didn't know much about the Bible, or maybe they didn't and they were backslidden? What do you think they would say when you told them if God loves you, he's going to rebuke you and chasten you?
I certainly don't think we get a positive response. They'd probably, I've heard many times people say, well, I could never worship a God that, you know, rebukes or chastens. But they don't realize, like, think about the parent who loves their child, right? It would be foolish or even unloving to let your child go without discipline, to go, sure, without any sort of training. You know, they get through their 18 years of life, you send them into the world, and before you know it, like, they have no concept of hard work and ability to sustain themselves. I think much in the same way, God seeks to use rebuke and chastening to sanctify us, to make us a people who can go out into the world with a testimony and spread the gospel and really reach that ultimate goal, which is to save as many people as would come.
Yeah, and Hebrews chapter 12 tells us that as many as I love, I chasten. Mm-hmm. And so God will discipline his own if we truly are his child, because you said it goes back to that parental type of love. So we understand that God loved so much that he gave. That's that sacrificial type of agape love. It's not a phileo love, a love where, you know, you do for me and you love me, then I'll love you back. It's an agape type of love where God loves unconditionally. And so we see, because of that, he loves us so much that he rebukes us, and however little sense that makes to the world, that's what God does for us, mm-hmm, because he does love us. But then as we are his own children, and the Bible tells us we are sons of God, he puts his Spirit within us, we're born again. Now guess what happens? We find out next that I have that same type of love in me that he has for me. I should have that same type of love for someone else. What does the Bible tell us about that?
And so we could see in John 13:34, we're told, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And so I think to many people, you know, even those who might misuse the term love, it's obvious that we should love God. That is very obvious. But, you know, like you said, the love is within us to go out and to love one another. And that's where we get into this idea where the world kind of fights back against that sort of love, where we go out in the name of Jesus, using the Bible as our standard of truth, to go out and rebuke people who are sinning and who are living a life against the commandments of God. And so that really is biblical love in a self-sacrificial way, because it's not easy, it's not comfortable,
sure,
to go and get into a heated conversation with maybe your friends or your coworkers about, you know, why you shouldn't be doing XYZ. They'll maybe retort and say, well, you're just not being loving.
Right. You know, and a lot of times our loving, you know, you talk about that we're to love, and the Bible tells us we're to love one another. A lot of times the question that comes up is, well, who is the other? You know, who am I supposed to love? And that applies not just in the realm of witnessing and talking to people about God, or maybe confronting a loved one about the way that they're living that's hurting themselves. But it's also a sacrificial love in how we love our children, how we love our spouses. So there is definitely a negative aspect to our love, and there's a positive aspect to our love that we are to be sacrificial. The Bible talks in Ephesians chapter 5 about loving our spouse as we love ourselves. Boy, and just that truth right there would take care of a whole lot of confrontation that we have in our marriages.
Yeah, well, and I'd go and point to a very good message we heard just the other day about even the Good Samaritan. Right, this is, mm-hmm, this is love for another stranger, and so yeah. So and you know, this extent, obviously, we want to love our spouse, and I think you're right. This would fix a lot of issues if we were to love our spouses and our children the way we love ourselves, right? We absolutely love ourselves. That's kind of the self-centered nature of man. But if we could take that intensity of love and apply it and give it to other people, especially our loved ones, we'd fix a lot of issues. But I think the Bible goes even further and says to love strangers the way we love ourselves, right? To love your neighbor. Who is our neighbor? Well, that could be anyone in need of the love of God that you can share with them. And we see in the parable of the Good Samaritan, it doesn't matter if you're some sort of holy priest, some sort of really righteous, self-righteous person. If you're not out there giving yourself for the cause of Christ, there is work to be done, and you need to study and learn how to love others. And yeah, it can be hard to go out and give a lot to a stranger, but that's what the Bible calls us to do.
Well, sure. The story there of the Good Samaritan is a perfect example of a self-sacrificial type of love. And we throw that word around a lot, sacrificial type of love, but what does that mean? It means that person can't and doesn't have the ability to do anything for me in return for what I've done for them. And that's exactly the example that God gave us when he gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. We can't give anything back for that. All we do is receive a free gift. We can't pay him in return. We can't do anything for our salvation. And in that same type of vein of love, we are to love everyone else, the stranger, the person in our own household, our parents, our siblings, our spouse, our children, whomever it might be. We are to love them with that same sacrificial type of love, where I'm not expecting anything in return. I'm loving.
Well, I think that's actually a big point you hit on too, is I can see oftentimes people maybe make a self-sacrifice, but then they do it with the expectation that they're going to receive something.
Yeah.
And there's really good biblical precedent to warn us against that, and to say you're called to give of yourself. And if you never see the fruits of that, that shouldn't be your concern. You should just be happy knowing that you served the Lord by loving someone else at your own expense. We kind of see in Galatians 5:14, for all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So there's even a fulfillment of the, you know, quote unquote law in this sense, not that we're using the law to achieve our righteousness. But if you think about the 10 commandments, right? The original moral law that God gives us, you know, a big majority of that does reflect our love for one another. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not.
Our interaction, with people.
And so I think when Paul's talking about how the law is fulfilled in thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, it's almost a common sense application of if you love your neighbor as you love yourself, like you wouldn't lie to yourself, right? Or in theory, right? You wouldn't steal from yourself. You should hope that you try not to. Really, God's law was meant to point us to his love and to our love that we should have each other with each other.
You know, when we talk about loving, especially in regards to our spouse, loving them as ourselves, we are to love them as ourselves. The Bible tells us that. But a lot of times, and maybe we can talk about this in a future podcast, maybe, who knows, maybe around Valentine's Day, about loving our spouse. But a lot of times we love them in the same type of way that we want to be loved, instead of loving them how they need to be loved. And the Bible talks a lot about that, especially in the instance and in the realm of our spouses and how we're to love each other. And so we might say that for another, but there's a God has a whole host of things to say about love and the true biblical type of love that we are to have, and that sacrificial type of love that I have no concern and no regard for what you can do for me, and what you can do in return for what I've done for you.
So my sincere hope here is that as we continue to study the Bible and learn what love really is from God's perspective and what he calls us to give to our neighbors, that self-sacrificial love, we as Christians can take God's love for us and go out into the world, and whether it's witnessing, whether it's our daily lives with our spouse and with our children, or whether it's a stranger that we meet who's just in need of the love of God, that we can feel emboldened and empowered and know that, you know, what maybe the modern culture tells us is a twisting of the word love is not actually correct, and go forth and be be bold with the love of God.
That's right. That's a good explanation of what love is according to the Bible. You've been listening to Sounding Out the Word podcast, a ministry of Anchor Baptist Church in Salt Lake City, Utah. We invite you to find us online at www.anchorbaptistslc.org. And you can also email us and let us know you've been listening at SOTW, Sounding Out the Word, at anchorbaptistslc.org. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. God bless you.